This is amazing. Here's the greatest article of the year so far. This is how bad really things really are. Police in Connecticut say a man stole a car, and it was being used. It was in the middle of being used to deliver Chinese food. So he sat down in the car. He started looking at the orders, and he started continuing. He kept delivering the Chinese food to the different addresses so he could keep the customers money.
What?
The car wasn't good enough. I want the money. Got to get the money for the Buku Jai Fan. We'll be back.
So this guy stole a car, which turned out the car he stole belonged to a delivery driver of Chinese food. And the guy was like, you know what? Since I'm in the car, apparently they had written down where the food needed to go. He made the deliveries and took the money.
The guy, they should keep him as an employee. Keith Hines, now don't do this because on top of Grand Theft Auto, he was charged with larceny and possession of less than half an ounce of marijuana. So not the sharpest thief in the world.
You know what? He may have ate some of the Moo Moo Guy Pan as he was making the delivery.
West Hartford police received a call from a Chinese food delivery driver reporting that his car has been stolen after he left it idling to run into a school. The driver called his boss so customers could be notified that their orders were stolen with the car. Police say one of the orders was delivered after the car was taken.
That's awesome.
You're hired!
I know. He actually, a 90% delivery rate. They knew I didn't do it. Nobody ever broke the 85% barrier in a Chinese.
It's the mail, Jerry.